Hurricane Dorian caused flooding and power outages across the Caribbean island, including Puerto Rico, and is expected to grow closer to a Category 3 storm. The National Hurricane Center said all indicators are that by this Labor Day weekend, a powerful hurricane will be over the Florida Peninsula.
So, this is awful because I go to Florida quite often. I have a lot of friends and fam there. Oh, man.
Give them a heads up, Mackenzie.
It's like the price of living in paradise. You have to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, no thank you. Employees of a Chinese restaurant in Tennessee were caught on camera washing kitchen supplies in a local lake.
Ooh. What?
At least they're washing them, right?
Ew, at a lake.
A Facebook user shared a series of photos and videos featuring the female owner of the restaurant and a male employee washing kitchen supplies in the lake. The post led to the local health department temporarily shutting down the eatery for an inspection. Well, guess what? The restaurant actually passed the inspection and they're back open for business.
Ugh.
Now, but some customers saying, I'm not going to eat there again. I mean,
ew,
doesn't
no
it get hot
way
and fry it all anyways? Isn't that fine?
Ew.
I just understand, like, they don't have any water in there. Like, let's take this to the nearby lake and wash
that
it.
That is absolutely disgusting.
No, I'll tell you what's absolutely disgusting is what's happening with Taco Bell.
Okay, you're very distraught about this.
My heart breaks this morning that I have to even share this for Joe's Need to Know News. Taco Bell just announced they're cutting 9 menu items next month. Couldn't have like a slow fade out in only a month?
9.
There's only one I'd be mad about.
Well, I think you're going to be really upset because I think it's on there. The original Dorito Locos Taco survived.
Oh.
What did not?
Oh, thank goodness. Now I can sleep tonight.
But what did not survive? The Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco. That's gone.
It's fine.
That's fine. Are you kidding me? The Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco is amazing. It is so. I had
you
one last night.
You just said that so fast.
Because it's so good. There's urgency, guys. You guys are sitting back here like there's nothing wrong. We're all worried about global warming. Let's talk about this.
I love how passionate you are about food.
Thank you.
And like specific things that you love.
I don't care about this if the fiery version's gone. Taco Bell is also cutting. Oh, God, I can't even continue.
Don't say it.
They're cutting the double-decker taco.
That's fine.
No. Oh! It's not fine. They're also getting rid of the beefy mini quesadilla. That's fine. Nobody wants that.
Did a double-decker taco just have 2 taco shells?
It was a soft taco, beans like all inside, then a hard taco.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Double-decker.
Best of both worlds.
You got it right, Miley Cyrus. Okay. Chips and salsa, whatever. Chipotle chicken loaded griller, good, but I'm okay with that going. Double tostada, don't think I've ever had that. Now here's where it hurts the most.
Don't, I swear.
Power menu burrito.
That's not what I was talking about, but still, that's my only reason I go to Taco Bell now
since
I've been eating healthy.
Double XL grilled stuffed burrito.
What's a power menu?
That's what I eat. It's a steak burrito, and they do double steak, so it's extra protein, and then it's got a healthier version of pico and sauces. It's not a lot of like saturated fat in it, and that's literally what I get every time.
If you like those 9 items, you better hurry on up. It's going to be gone September 12th.
As long as you didn't say Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
He did not.
No, Cheesy Gordita Crunch is there for now.
Gordita, good. Safe.
You never know. And finally, wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News, a 71-year-old man and his wife fought off a female bear and the 2 cubs with their bare hands and a baseball bat at their home in Colorado. This just scares the crap out of me.
She just pushed it open and walked right in.
I came running up the stairs, banging on the walls, making plenty of noise to give it a chance to exit. She swatted me in the face, and I, in turn, hit her in the nose. And at that point, George was coming up behind me. I was going to make sure the bear couldn't get to her, and so we started playing a little bit of sashay dancing.
And it was growling. I was, you know, growling. So between the two of us, we were having attitudes. But she swatted me in the nose. When she swatted me, then I turned around and I punched her in the nose.
Okay, this guy's fighting a bear. This guy's like throwing jabs and hooks. He's like giving grunts back.
He's like doing a little sashay dance with the bear.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha.
She took some swipes here, swipe on my chest.
I just grabbed the bat, came up behind him, and all I remember honestly seeing was this big brown blob. And I whacked that bear as hard as I could, both hands.
I know she hit the bear at least 3 times.
I mean, that's impressive. 71 years old to do all that?
Whose grandparents are these? Because you should be proud.
Yeah, no kidding. Normally,
they're amazing.
Normally in that situation, you hit the life alert button, but they went into action.
Right.
All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the Day is next. And today, it's all about our enemies. If you want to get into this, make sure you have the number 521. 140, you're going to need it to text the word song when we do Song of the Day.